All right. So, well, I'm grateful for the PCF Youth for inviting me to speak. Actually, ako dapat nung una, hindi ba? Oo. Kaya lang sabi ni Oda, siya na lang daw eh. Kaya pinagbigyan ko. Hindi ba? No, I had an engagement, so I cannot make it. But definitely, I have no reason to say no this time. And nung tawagan ako ni EJ, ay sabi niya, of course, yung team is just like yan, Serve God in Summer. And I was just thinking, you know, there are two ways of explaining yung theme, yung topic this afternoon. Number one is, what are you doing this summer? Okay? So, you can spend your whole summer serving for God, and that is good. Very, very good. On the other hand, iniisip ko din, doing that on summer, eh, hindi naman pang summer lang si Lord eh, hindi ba? Sabi nga, winter, spring, summer, or fall, hindi ba? Oo, the Lord reigns it all. So, naisip ko siguro, titingnan natin kung yung parehong meaning o pakahulugan ko doon sa theme or sa topic ay magiging epektibo sa atin. So, I've entitled this A Time for Everything. And the passage is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. There is a time. Basahin nga natin lahat. Everybody, end. Ulitin natin para kayo natutulog. There is a time. Everybody, end. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Okay. There is a season for everything or for every activity under heaven. Okay. And JB, hindi na naman ito nag-work. Okay. JB, ayaw, click mo. All right. Sige. Bago na ba ang battery natin? Kanina ba to? O sa akin pala to? Okay. Ayaw siya. Nakakonekta ba tayo dyan? Ayun. Okay. So, what time is it in your life? Kung titingnan natin ng seasons of a man's life, definitely ay iba-iba yung ating mga season. And some of us who are wiser ay masasabi natin na tayo ay nahandoon na sa tinasabi natin, o kami ay nahandoon na sa malapit-lapit na sa pre-departure. Okay, papunta pa lang sa pre-departure. Wala pa, pero malapit na. And what about you? What time is it in your life? Bilang mga kabataan, I think this is the time when your hearts and minds are filled with so many dreams. Di ba? Although, ang pinakamaraming dreams ninyo, sino ang maididate ninyo? Okay? Ang pinakamaraming dreams ninyo, eh, sino ang may, you know, whom are you going out with? But anyway, okay, nakakatuwa ang maging kabataan. Alam nyo, minsan din galing ako dyan eh. Oo. Kaya lang, maraming uso ngayon na hindi uso nun. Huwag na natin pag-usapan. So, what time is it in your life? Okay? Ayaw pa din. Pinalitan niyo ba yung receiver? Okay, okay. Sige. Ayun, okay. It's working na yata ulit, hindi pa. Okay, so what's happening? Sandali lang. Technical difficulty. Pagalitan yung tatlong nandun sa loob. Okay, okay. Maki, wala ba niyan sa India, Maki? Alright, sige ha. What's happening? Ayun, okay. Discover how to balance your life. Okay? So, nice kung isipin natin to na in whatever season of life you are in, napakaganda na isipin natin paano magiging mas maganda ang inyong buhay. You know, when many couples are coming to me for counseling, and parabang, eh kasi, ganun na lang ang buhay na. When sabi ko, would you like to discover life? Would you like to discover the beauty of your relationship? And would you like to move one step higher? Okay? It can be the same activities, but the joy you're getting out of this is mas mataas. So, there are several things I'd like to say, and I think there are four of them. Paano natin babalansihin itong buhay na ito? Una, discover your purpose. Okay? Sabi nga eh, nirequiring is, what am I living for? Okay. So may I ask you young people, what are you living for? Huh? What's your highest dream in life? Ano yung gusto mong maging given enough time and resources. Okay? What is it that you want to become? Miguel, may naisip ka na? What is it that you want to become? Okay, and what is it that you are living for? You know, this is something that you're willing to spend time, to spend money, to spend effort. Para bang katulad nung kabataan ninyo ko, nanliligaw. Ah, talaga naman. Lahat ng isipan, lahat ng pera, lahat ng efforts, nandoon, towards doon sa kanyang nililigawan. In fact, you know what? I was studying in high school and I was on the afternoon classes. Pero yung nililigawan ko, lumalabas ng alas 2:30. So, hindi ko masusundo. So, kinakailangan mag-morning session ako. Okay? And that's it. Okay? And for that time, parang ang bumubuo ng buhay ko eh yung nililigawan ko. Unfortunately, ay hindi niya ako sinagot. Anyway, discover your purpose in life. Romans 14:8 says, if we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Our lives are not our own. They do not belong to us. We belong to God. And because of that, your purpose is to live out and fulfill the purpose of God for your life. Okay. Isipin natin itong mabuti. Yung kagamitan ng anumang bagay. Anything is useful as long as it is used for what it is designed for. Tama ba? Halimbawa, yung relos. Anong gamit ng relos? Tell time, right? So kung yung relos mo ay laging huli, ibabato mo na yan. Walang silbi. Because kaya ka nag-relos para malaman mo kung anong oras. Okay. Ano bang gamit ng salamin? Okay. Depende kung anong salamin. Ba? Kung sunglass yan, para itago na puyat ka. Okay. Kung yan ay yung may grado na salamin, and that is to be able to see clearly. Ngayon, kung isusot mo yung salamin yan at hindi nagbibigay sa'yo ng clarity sa yung tinitingnan, it's useless. So yung ganda ng buhay ng isang bagay o ng isang creation is dependent on ano yung purpose ng creator for that which for what it is created for. So, we were all created of God for a very good purpose. Kaya nga, your purpose is to live out and fulfill the purpose of God for your life. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. See, the grand purpose of your life is to know God and have an ongoing relationship with Him that brings Him glory in the way you live your life. This is the grand purpose of your life. To know God, okay? The Bible says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Long before yung mga lolo't lola ninyo ay sumipot dito sa mundo, may plano na ang Diyos para sa buhay mo. And isa sa pinakamalaking plano ng Diyos sa buhay mo is for you to do what is good. For you to do good works. Because you are the workmanship of God. Ibig sabihin, ikaw ang obra maestra ng Diyos. That out of this creation, inais na makita ng Diyos ang kabutihan at kagandahan ng kanyang mga nilalang. Your purpose is to do as much good as you can do for Him and others. You're not here to serve and please yourself. You have a higher calling. Hindi lamang para matuwa ka, masyahan ka, palakpakan ka ng tao. Hindi masama yon. Pero your life ay dapat na makatouch ng buhay ng ibang tao. To know God and glorify Him with your life, when you get that straight, then the rest will all fall into place. Ibig sabihin, katulad ng madalas na illustration ko, as I was always saying, okay, itong polo na to ay merong ilang mga butones na kailangan nakalagay sa ohales. Alam niyo ba yung Tagalog na yon? Okay. Meron tong mga buttons that you have to place into its buttonholes. Okay. Na kapag ka ang unang butones ay nakalagay sa maling buttonhole, you'll find out na para kang sira ulo, down the line, sira lahat, at hindi tama ang butones mo. Tama ba? But when you place the first button in the first buttonhole, down the line, everything seems fine, or everything is fine actually. So when you try to glorify God in your life, everything falls in its proper place.
Napakasarap. Magiging napakaganda ng buhay. Napaking masarap mabuhay.
So you have to establish, okay, this is second, you have to establish your priorities. So first is, develop your purpose in life, and the purpose in life is to do what God intends you to do, and that is to glorify Him. Na ang iyong ginagawa, nakaluluwalhati sa Diyos. Secondly, you have to establish your priorities. You have to establish your priorities. Okay, what are my gifts? What are the specific talents and interests that God has put into my life? How can I use this to fulfill His purpose for me in this world? Okay, when I was starting as a pastor, I read stories of pastors, sinusubaybayan ko yung kasaysayan ng iba sa kanila, and definitely I'm fascinated with Billy Graham. In fact, ay lagi kong pinapangarap at lagi kong sinasabi noon, I wish I could stand with 10,000 people listening to me. Kasi ang galing ni Billy Graham. And then of course, there are other speakers on various subjects na hinahangaan ko. But then, I realized this, okay? Dalawang realization na napakaganda. One, sa aming processing sa Ateneo, one of my colleagues, nagpo-processing kami, okay, sabi niyang ganun, so you want to be as popular as Billy Graham? Sabi ko, no. It's not being popular as Billy Graham. It is being effectively speaking before thousands of people. Also, it's not the fame. It's not the fame. Iyon yung paggamit sa kanya. Imagine, sa isang tayo niya, ay libo-libo ang naaabot niya. In fact, when we attended the conference for itinerant evangelists in Amsterdam, would you believe this? May mga bansa na yung mga pastor ay nag-charter ng jet makarating lang sa Amsterdam to listen to him. And locally, there were about 10,000 people listening to him, plus yung marami pang mga tao. So sabi ko, it's not the fame, it's not yung being popular. Eh. It is, you know, yung sasabihin niya, ang dami-daming nakakarinig. And you know, one of them reminded me, sabi niya ganun, are you not in broadcast? Sabi ko, yes. Do you know ilan lahat ang listenership ninyo? Sabi ko, I don't know. About millions. Then you're reaching out millions every time you speak on radio. And I said, oo nga, ano? Oo nga. Okay? Napakagandang realization noon. And I'm happy. Kaya nga, sabi kong lagi doon sa mga kasama ko sa broadcast, remember this, let's do our best because we're reaching out millions. Lalo na ngayon, because of internet, yung aming broadcast ay narinig anywhere in the world because of the internet. But then another realization came to me, which I think is good. And I'd like you to have this realization. This realization is, okay, you cannot be just like the other person because you were created unique. You cannot be just like the other person because you were created unique. Ilan sa inyo na habang nakikinig sa kanta ni Nicky, eh sabi niyo, ang galing naman kumanta. Ikaw ba, EJ, nangarap na, sana ganun din akong kumanta. O, di ba? Hindi, mag-volleyball ka na lang. Okay. Now, the point is this. You were not created to be as good singer as Nicky Dar. Maybe si Carla is. But, God has created you for something else. And when God created you and has given you that gift or talent that only you can do, remember this, you just have to be yourself. You just have to be yourself. Alam niyo, natutuwa ako kung minsan meron ako napupunta mga churches na mayroong mga speaker, halimbawa, yung mga pastor, tatayo sa harap. Para bang, halimbawa, yung mga pastor ng Bread of Life, kung makikinig kayo, alabuts konde. Yung mga ganun, no? Intonation, arte, kilos. Kasi magaling si Butch Conde. So siguro, pati yun, nai-imbibe nila. Well, I will not say that is wrong, pero ang karamihan talaga, you are not yourself. You're not honest. You're not true to yourself. So what I'm trying to say is this.
Sino ka? Ano ang kakayahan mo? Ano ang pwede mong gawin? Be yourself and make it your priority na kung sino ka man at ano ka man, iyon ang magamit ng Diyos. Yes. How can you use whatever you've got for God's purpose in transforming this world? Hindi ba napakaganda na ang isang tindera sa palengke ay very effective sa pakikipagkwentuhan sa kapwa tindera sa palengke? Ang isang taga-opisina ay magiging effective sa kanyang pakikipagkwentuhan at pakikipag-usap sa isang taga-opisina. At kayong mga estudyante ay magiging very effective sa mga kamukha ninyong estudyante. I think whatever God has given you and whatever opportunities you've got, this is where you should give your priority. You may be doing the good to keep you from doing the best. Okay. Ang ibig sabihin, parang, if you're trying to be somebody else, you want to be good. Kasi magaling yun, ma-identify ka doon. But the best thing that could ever happen to you is when you become yourself at yung kaya mong abutin kung sino ka man ay naaabot mo. Priorities have to be set when the choice is between what is good and what is best. And I'm telling you, the best person that you can be is to be the kind of person that God created you to be. Hindi ba? Kung sino ka talaga. So, katulad ng ating mga singers dito. And by the way, in all honesty, I'd like to say, one of the things that PCF is so proud about ay yung ating mga singers. Okay? That's one. Na tayo ay natutuwa na God has gifted us with people with so many voices, with so many talents, and we use it for God's glory. Okay? So, yan. Anong prioridad mo sa buhay? Yung maging ala Michael Jackson ka? Well, mahirap yun, hindi ba? You just be yourself. And out of this person that God has created, be the best. Be the best. If you do not take charge of your life, someone else will. Someone else will be making your life decisions and determining how your time is being spent. If you do not give priority to yourself, may mga taong makikialam sa buhay mo at sisirain ito. So, take a look inside of you. What is it that God has created you for? Take this as your priority and you'll be good. Thirdly, you have to make your plan. So purpose, priorities, and plan. You can understand your purpose and set your priorities, but if you have no plan on how to make it happen, it will never happen. Okay. If you're not deliberate in planning out your life will drift and life will just happen. You want your life to happen on purpose. Okay. At ito ang sasabihin ko sa inyong lahat na kabataan. Okay. Alam nyo, dito madalas magka-class, kayo na kabataan at kami na may karanasan. Okay? We have thought this way when we were young and we discovered out of experience na hindi pwede yung bastang whatever will be, let it fall. Hindi po pwede. You just have to plan. As one speaker said, those who fail to plan are what? Are planning to fail. Now, you may be good in doing things, but do you realize na kung itong kagalingan mo, eh sinamahan mo pa ng panahon ng matinding pagpaplano, you will earn more. Hindi ba? So, lagi kong sinasabi sa pastoral team and I'm very vocal dito, kinakailangan lahat pinagpaplanuhan, pinapanalangin, pinagtutulungan. Okay? Pinagpaplanuhan, pinapanalangin, pinagtutulungan. Bakit? You see, we cannot overwork the Holy Spirit of God. We cannot just say, Lord, para naman sa iyo to eh, please, kumilos ka't gumawa. Baka sabi ng Holy Spirit, puro ako, ikaw, wala ka bang magagawa? Di ba maganda yung party mo, gawin mo?
When you begin to plan, things happen. Halimbawa, when I'm planning for my message, okay, I can sit down and write my message, okay, in 1 hour. I can sit down and put it in PowerPoint or Keynote in another hour. So that's 2 hours. But I like you to know that the preparation is very long. One is the preparation of the heart and the mind. I hate to speak on something that is not true to me, and that's very hard. That is very hard. That when I'm thinking about loving people, I would have to start thinking, who are those people I cannot love? And try to do something about it. Heart's preparation is one. Number two, of course, content preparation. Alam niyo, as I prepare for my message from Sunday to Sunday and yung iba ay sa mga seminars, I would have to visualize. In fact, nagpapasalamat ako dito sa church nito kasi on a Sunday morning, yung mga upuan ninyo, ano na yan eh, rented na yan. Kaya alam ko na kung sino nakaupo dito, sino nakaupo doon. And so as I prepare, once in a while, I close my eyes, pause for a while, and think about, oh, this family dito, what are their needs? Itong family na nandito, ano yung kanilang need? Yung family na nandoon, what will bless their hearts? That is part of the preparation. Thinking about, okay, who will be listening to me? And then, of course, praying for everyone I know who would need the message. That it will sink deep in their hearts. That people would come because God is speaking to them. Napakadali kasi on a Sunday to Sunday, going to church becomes a ritual, a Sunday activity. But it's so different when people are dressing up and say, oh Lord, please speak to me. Ano na naman kaya ang message ni Lord sa akin? That is different. So preparation is very necessary. And as I do that, things come up. Okay? Siguro mas maganda kung ganitong ilalagay. Siguro mas maganda kung ganito. And when I think of everyone, okay, alam nyo, isang mahirap na bagay na gawin ito. I like you to understand. Kapag ka mayroong mataas ang pinag-aralan dito, at meron ditong hindi nga nakakaintindi ng English man lamang, when you strike a balance, okay, kinakailangan nasa gitna ka. In fact, lagi kong sinasabi noon, yung mga Ingleserong ito, pwede akong mag-Tagalog at maintindihan din nila. Pero yung hindi nag-i-English, pag nag-i-English ako, patay na sila. So I just have to strike the balance. And giving, ika nga ay leaning towards mas bumababa ng kaunti. Okay, so if you're not deliberate in planning out your life, yan bang, ano yung kurso mo ngayon? Is it part of a long time planning and praying? Oh, you're in your course kasi yung mga kabarkada mo dito rin naka-enroll. I think I shared this at church, pero there was this one lady, anak ng kaibigan namin, Chinese, kumuha ng medicine. After na makatapos ng medicine, kasi pinilit siya ng kanyang mga magulang. After finishing medicine, alam niyo sabi niya, Ma, Pa, I'm done with medicine. Now I will take fine arts. Sayang, hindi ba? And I think, maraming mga Pilipino ang unemployed. It is because kulang talaga ang employment. Pero alam niyo, ang isa pang dahilan, kasi marami ang nag-aral na hindi naman nila kayang gamitin kasi hindi yun ang gusto nilang gawin. So, anong plano niyo sa buhay, mga anak? Anong gusto niyong maging in the future? Plan for your life. In fact, nakakatuwa, when I was listening to former Vice President Emmanuel Pelaez, sabi niya, habang nagsisilbi akong janitor sa isang law office, patingin-tingin ako sa mga libro nila at ang sinasabi ko sa aking sarili, balang araw, babasahin ko din yung mga librong yan. At dumating ang panahon na naging abogado siya, tumaas ang kanyang buhay, naging vice president siya, naging ambassador siya sa Amerika, and it all started with
the plan ng gusto niyang mangyari sa kanyang buhay.
The reason this is so important is that it will determine whether you are going to waste the rest of your life or live it on purpose. Will you make your life count? Will you get balance in your life by discovering your purpose, establishing your priorities, and making your plan? And lastly, enjoy the presence of God.
Iyon ang pinakamasarap sa lahat. Na kung ikaw ay naghihirap sa mga exams na kinukuha mo, kung ikaw ay namumroblema problema sa iyong mga relationships, if you are having problems here and there, you can enjoy the presence of God.
He has promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Why are you not feeling His presence?
Ikaw kasi ang tumatakbo palayo, hindi siya.
Okay? So enjoy the presence of God. Now, listen to this. A basketball in my hands is worth about $19. By the way, I just copied this, kaya dollars yan. A basketball in my hands is worth about $19. A basketball in Michael Jordan's hands is worth about $33 million. It depends whose hands it's in. A baseball in my hands is worth about $6. A baseball in Mark McGuire's hand is worth $19 million. It depends whose hands it's in. A tennis racket is useless in my hand. Look at my hand, okay? A tennis racket in Pete Sampras' hands is a Wimbledon championship. It depends whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hands is a kid's toy. A slingshot in David's hand is a mighty weapon that brings down giants. It depends whose hands it's in. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread in my hand is a couple of fish sandwiches. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread in God's hands will feed thousands. It depends whose hands it's in. Nails in my hands might produce a birdhouse. Nails in Jesus Christ's hands will produce salvation for the entire world. It depends whose hands it's in. Your life in your hands is a mess. But your life in God's hands will produce a miracle. It all depends on whose hands it's in. Ang mga anak, is your life in God's hands? When He created you, He created you with a purpose. And I pray to God that the purpose for which you're living is just to do exactly what God has in mind. Is your life in God's hands? Carla?